السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، dear and respected brothers in Islam and sisters who are listening at their homes, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're witnessing this blessed month of Muharram, which is one of the shahrullah, one of the months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us to try and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these blessed times. Every month is the month of Allah, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom He sent, rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy for the universes and the worlds, gave us these beautiful opportunities time to time, whether it was the month of Ramadan, then after Shawwal, and then we have the Hijjah, and this is Muharram, and the 10th of Muharram, alhamdulillah, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave tawfiq to fast, they did. So these are basically excuses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks to forgive us. Urdu mein kehte hain na, Farsi mein balki, ye rahmat-e khudawandi baha na mi joyad, rahmat-e khudawandi bahana mi joyad. Allah ki rahmat bahana chahti hai, baha nahi chahti. Baha means price. So the mercy of Allah doesn't require any price, but it just seeks an excuse. Any excuse that Allah forgives His servants, whether it's being the day of Arafah, in which He forgives so many people that He doesn't forgive in any other day, or whether it's the Asr time between, you know, the Jummah, Friday, which is today, between Asr and Maghrib, or whether it's the time that we're listening to khutbah, or whether it's the time between the two khutbah, or whether it's the time that the rain is falling. And I say to my friends, I say, subhanAllah, we are so lucky, our du'as are always accepted because of the British weather. We always have rain falling, subhanAllah. It's not a joke. It's a reality. We have to believe in them, because that's what Allah says. He says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. أَنَا, this is a hadith Qudsi, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am with my servant the way he thinks I am treating him. So if we believe that Allah is going to forgive us, He will. But if He says, no, Allah is not going to accept my dua, then Allah says, I will never, I'll not. If we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will provide us more opportunities. He would give us more things to be grateful for. And if we are unthankful and ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will provide us with more things to be ungrateful. Na'udhu billah. And that's why our Shaykh Mufti Taqi Hafizahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep their shadow on the Ummah, because Ummah is in need of these great scholars. They passed so frequently in recent days. Every week, every other day, we hear somebody's passed, subhanAllah, great scholars in India, in Pakistan, in Arab world. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ predicted. He prophesied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I'm not going to take the knowledge intiza'an, in one go, but I will take it up and lift it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift it, the ilm, the sacred knowledge, the barakah, by lifting the ulama, the real ulama who are adhering to the sacred knowledge, to the Quran and Sunnah. And then it said, then juhal will be left behind, like us, subhanAllah, may Allah forgive us. The ignorant people will stay behind, who will issue fatwas. ضَلُّوا فَأَضَلُّوا. They will be deviant and they will make others go deviant. Ya salam. So this is something that we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be still in the company of those scholars. So our Shaykh says, subhanAllah, he says, the whole summary, and this is about being thankful. The whole summary, okay, of the Quran, scholars say, is in Surah Al-Fatiha. And the summary of Surah Al-Fatiha is 2 points. Being thankful, شكر لله, الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين. And دعاء, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. So these are 2 points that we need to always keep and refreshed in our mind, that we have to thank Allah for everything and we have to ask Allah. The beauty of dua is that a dua not only mukhul ibadah, but a dua huwa al-ibadah. According to a riwayah, dua is ibadah. And so the beauty, Shaykh says, hafizahullah, of dua is that regardless of the fact that it is going to be accepted or Allah is going to give you something or not, which He will, but the moment you say Ya Allah, your link has been established with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that. That's why it's ibadah. And so then he says about his Shaykh, Dr. Arif Billah Abdul Hayy rahimahullah, who was the Khalifa of Thanwi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that ask Allah every single thing. Every single thing, like the hadith says, ask Allah the your shoelaces, shirak al-na'al. عَظِّمُوا لَهُ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. When you ask Allah, make it bigger. Allah, nothing is bigger for Allah. But for us, and then he says to us, he says, subhanAllah, that there was a shaykh, a great scholar, and a waliullah, a pious person. He was crying. And so somebody asked him, before I come to the mawdu, somebody asked him, he said, why are you crying? He said, I'm hungry. He said, but you're not like a child. He says, well, you know what? Because when I'm hungry, I feel pain. And I don't know, maybe Allah wants me to feel that pain and cry to Him. SubhanAllah. You see, these are the little things that we need to learn from these scholars. Today, wallahi, thumma wallahi, yeah, brothers, ikhwan, whether it's in Pakistan, India, and places like that, or here, generally speaking, people have more than what their fathers had. In terms of dunya, wallahi, the cars, the houses, you should think about it. But what they don't have is shukr. You ask them, oh, you know, it's a problem. Allah says, you be thankful to me, I'll give you more. إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And that's why, let me finish this shukr mawdu' before I come to today's topic. When shaytan, and this is also our Shaykh says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ, he says, Shaytan, when Allah rejected him, forced him out of Jannah, and he became rajim and cursed, he said to Allah, okay, you did this to me, give me some time, which Allah gave. And then he said, I will deviate them, I will misguide them, and I'll come from the right side, from the left side, from the front, from the back, from above. And what he says, Allahu Akbar. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That's what Shaitan said. Shaitan said, majority of them will be ungrateful. Shukr. It seems easy, but it's not. And that's why one of the father-in-laws of Sheikh Abdul Hayy, rahimahullah, I believe Sheikh says, used to say, Alhamdulillah, before, you know, after he would lay down on his bed every night, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, for 10, 15 minutes, Alhamdulillah. So somebody asked him and he said, look, because Allah gave me so much and during the day I'm busy in here and there. So when I lay down on my bed, I keep thinking of every ni'mah and I say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah for my eyes, Alhamdulillah for my family, Alhamdulillah for my house, Alhamdulillah for my, you know, children, everything. That's what Allah says. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the ni'mah of Allah, you won't. And so that would bring me to today's topic nicely, which is, subhanAllah, that when Allah gave us, one of the, one of the ways that we be grateful and thankful to Allah is to help others. To help others who may need our help. Because being thankful, scholars say, is number one, to say Alhamdulillah. Number two, to appreciate the ni'mah. First of all, to appreciate the ni'mah, say Alhamdulillah, and use and utilize that ni'mah, that blessing, in a way that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three things. And so one of the ways is to give to others. To give to others. Today I'm here to talk to you guys instead of my own masjid in Sutton Coalfield, where I do Jummah. To update ourselves with the project that, if you remember, before pandemic hit, may Allah give us the ability to see the back of this waba, and that is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything comes from Him. Everything that we have, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ, whatever comes, Allah says, comes from Me. So you need to turn to Me. And so before this pandemic hit, we began a project, alhamdulillah. By we, I mean the Masjid Al-Farooq, and with the cooperation of some other organizations such as Afghan Community Society, and Citizen UK. And alhamdulillah, they've launched an application with the Home Office to bring a Syrian family. And you guys, mashallah, done tremendously, you know, a tremendous job, where you raised not only £9,000, which was the requirement, but nearly £10,000 and above, alhamdulillah. I'll update you with that just in a moment. But we need also to realize that this is, when we talk about the helping our brothers and everything, this is our tradition, this is our sunnah. If you look at the hadith, for example, one of the hadith in Tabrani, it says, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, ma amana bi man bata shab'an wa jaruhu ja'i' wa huwa ya'lamu wa huwa a'lamu bihi. A person is not a true believer who spent his night with a full stomach and his neighbor slept hungry, and he knew it. Ma'amana bi, he says, he did not really believe in me, says who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, al-mu'minuna fi tawaddihim wa tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim kal-jasad idha ishtaka minhu 'adwun tasahara lahu sa'irul jasad aw kama qala. And so he said that the believers, the mu'mins amongst themselves, they are like the one body in their compassion with each other, and their mercy, okay, and their sympathy. So if one organ, one part of your body in is pain, you're not going to be able to sleep. The whole body is in restlessness and insomnia. And if you don't feel, that means you have lost your sense. So anywhere in this world Muslims are in trouble or have some difficulty, we need to prioritize our help. And so alhamdulillah, this is the traditions that we are talking about. And just as we see from the history in 1973, those who are from Bangladesh would know that in their Yom Kippur war, Bangladesh, you know, like we see, not a very rich country, sent medical teams to help our brothers in Palestine, subhanAllah. Pakistani Air Force, members, they joined the Royal Jordanian Royal Air Force in the fight of 6 days and nights against their enemy. So there is material help. There is always this support. And we are one ummah. And, you know, this is the reality. The Palestinian refugees now, alhamdulillah, themselves, they're refugees. But they're helping and supporting the Syrian refugees in Lebanon and different camps. And so, alhamdulillah, the community sponsorship application by our masjid just before the pandemic has taken nearly 2 years now. And like I said, with Al-Farooq Masjid at the lead, and with others, organizations like the Afghan Community Center and the Citizen UK also supporting them. And nearly 10,000 were, alhamdulillah, raised to support this family for 2 years. And so I also need to mention Muslim businesses in this locality came forward. They, alhamdulillah, offered support in terms of some material support, either and services, either at the cost rate or completely free. And so that's also something we appreciate, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the best reward. Say Ameen. And of course, this is an obligation on Masjid al-Farooq to treat the Syrian family as one of our own. You guys, mashallah, your families, the locality, we need to treat every Muslim child, every Muslim, subhanallah, you know, household, just as we would treat our own. This is the obligation. Look at the Ansar in Medina. We talked about that on Saturdays, remember, in the Seerah sessions. How did they help? They gave, subhanallah, their entire houses, the businesses, but the Ansar, the Muhajirun said to them, Barakallahu feekum, we don't need this, just show us the way of the market. And they, mashallah, became busy. And such are those Syrians, wallahi. If you follow the news, you will see the Afghans, the Syrians, many of them, what they do, subhanallah, the moment they start speaking language, and even before that, they just know, you know, they start knowing the know-how of the city, they're just on their feet, subhanallah, doing their own businesses, supporting their own families. Not only here, but back home as well, because they're very, very dire situation in those countries. They go excel in their colleges. I know, because I speak the language, I sit with them every Sunday, and we deliver, subhanAllah, different services and within the Afghan community. So I'm witness, and I was last week with a Syrian family as well, because alhamdulillah, I speak their language as well. So I see how they are doing very well, just, you know, as we did, or maybe we lost our youth to many wrong things, and they are not the way they should be, you know, in the universities or any other education institutes. But these guys, they know. So I know personally, many of them children, mashallah, they are in medical schools now, in the year two or third year, fourth year, boys as well as girls, subhanallah. My students in this, I taught in Masjid Abu Bakr, those who knows me, in the Alamiya class for 3 years. And my personal students, Afghanis, two sisters, they are graduated now from Warwick University. Alimas graduated from Warwick Universities and teaching along with me as well, that when I teach Al-Balagh Academy online and many other institutes. So this is amazing, subhanAllah. You see the fruit of your own hands when these guys come. They're not going to be burdened on the council or anything like that. Don't listen to the rubbish media when they speak against Muslims in that sense. So this is completely untrue. We need to educate ourselves to look at these. And this is our duty. And alhamdulillah, the good news I and the brothers are going to share with you is the fact that we've been told that there is a family now, subhanAllah, a father, a mother, and two sons. They've been from a Jordanian camp selected to be on their way very soon, alhamdulillah, and we will welcome them to Warsaw. Yeah. So this is not only personal for Al-Farooq or anybody. I'm sure many masajid will follow the lead, follow the suit. But the thing is, the course, but this is a good thing for the Warsaw as well, for the Muslims of Warsaw, mashallah. Because before this, I tell you, churches have done it. Churches have filed application, alhamdulillah, in Wales, and where there is no masjid, no Muslim community, Muslims are coming and they're settling there and they're living. And so this is our duty. And I urge other masajid, inshallah, Masjid Aisha, other masajid to follow. It's just £9,000 to have in your bank and to have a house for 1 or 2 years for them to live in. And there are a few, and the Masjid Al-Farooq is here to help them, inshallah, to launch that application, because they've been through it now and they know and they have the experience. So anyway, we also thanks to Muslim counselors like Gaz Ali and Wahid Rasab for helping to make this, inshallah, you know, happen, and we're just there soon. So alhamdulillah, these were the few updates. The community project, everything is online. If you want to meet the brothers after the namaz, if you really think that you can help in any way, because when the family is coming, alhamdulillah, they will need a little bit help with and support in terms of the language, in terms of the registration with GP, schooling, taking them out and about and stuff like that. So if you seriously, alhamdulillah, think that you can help in this way, then inshallah, by all means, meet the brothers in the committee of Masjid Al-Farooq, and they will tell you what you could do. So let me just finish by this, that Everything that happens in this world happens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to do is to ask Allah to give us the ability to be thankful to Him. Remember the hadith that we often hear, and the Imam said, mashallah, says it after every single prayer, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. This was the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal when he was sending him to Yemen, and he didn't know whether he was going to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not. And he cried. And he cried, he said, maybe you come on my grave, my qabr, subhanAllah. But he held his hand. He held his hand. Imam Sahib Khair, ek do minute, khatam karte. So he held his hand. And he said to him, and he cried. And he said, Qul, say. So this is the hadith that is musalsal, okay, bid-du'a. And musalsal bi-qabdhi al-yad. The teacher holds the hand, and so our teacher, he gave this hadith and so on to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the way, that Allahumma a'inni ala, oh Allah, you help me to do your dhikr and your shukr and husni ibadah. It's a very valuable dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do shukr and dhikr and husni ibadah, and to support our brothers and sisters around the world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سائر المسلمين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا وسندنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا